Hello, everybody. Well, the Alaska summit ended just a few hours ago. Trump went into it saying there's only 25% chance they would not get a deal. So, as usual, he raised expectations too high. He thereby undermined his negotiating position because Putin then thinks this guy's desperate for a deal, so he makes some very unreasonable demands. But in the end, there was no deal, and there was rather gauche body language for the from them at the end. So they had a 3-hour meeting. It who Putin took in his team was revealing. His foreign secretary, Sergei Lavrov, that's not surprising, but his economics minister, other economics people. Now, the Russians will say long and loud, "Oh, we don't mind about sanctions. Actually, they're good for us." Yeah, right. And in the next breath said, "You've got to end the sanctions. End the sanctions will end the war." So obviously it hurts them. Why are they complaining about him? I mean, if sanctions are no harm at all, why would they ever trade with Western countries? Why would they ever purchase stuff? Why would they ever sell stuff? Obviously, because they really need to. So the Ruskies were very keen to have those lifted because it's slowly crushing the economy. Anyway, remember that 50-day deadline, 10 to 10-day, 10 to 12-day deadline. Well past the 12-day deadline, there were going to be severe consequences for Russia if they didn't end the war. Heavy tariffs, none of which Putin, which Trump did. So obviously, Trump has got no backbone. He's feeble. He's feeble-minded. He's got his unpredictability doctrine, but that's simply a way to excuse his torpor, his idiocy, his unpreparedness. And you can bet your bottom dollar that Putin prepared carefully for this, lines to take, offer this, how to psychologically manipulate Trump, because they're on the same side, what he's willing to offer, having a bottom line, and things like that. So. What went on in that private meeting, we will never know. Just interpret as there are no note takers. Did Putin overreach himself by demanding too much, being unwilling to make any concessions? So the peacemaker has failed to make peace. Remember how Trump was going to end this war in 24 hours? Here we are, almost 7 months later. It's never ever happened. When various deadlines, Russia's gone through all of them. There'll be no consequences. Why should they slow down now? Why did Putin go at all? I suppose he thought he could maybe get some sort of deal. He had to be a little bit reasonable, otherwise Trump might actually get annoyed and take some action. But so far, Trump's been totally limp-wristed. So the Ukrainians are obviously breathing a huge sigh of relief. Their country's not being given away without them. So the deal maker has failed to make a deal. And indeed, so there was a there were some statements at the end. Putin inviting Trump to Moscow. Not so sure he'll go. If so, I don't think it will be this year, and so on. Okay. So anyway, Trump was there a few hours in advance of the meeting, and he then phoned Zelensky and told him about it immediately afterwards. So that almost embrace between the two world leaders. But it riding there in the presidential car, the beast. I wonder if Putin took a chance to drop some sort of listening device. Obviously, that'd be caught when they were sweeping up. Goodness. So there they were, and they didn't manage to get an agreement. Okay, would there be some sort of recognition de facto or de jure of the Russian control of those illegally occupied territories, those five regions of Ukraine? No. What about Ukraine's future joining NATO? Would that be allowed, forbidden, or whatever? What about reparations, access to minerals, things like that? Exchange of prisoners of war? Would there be war crimes trials, or would they all be granted immunity? There are lots of issues to resolve. Would NATO agree not to expand anywhere else? And. Okay, so. The takeaways from it were not very much, but the very fact it met, they met at all was a big gain for Putin. Putin didn't have to give anything, hasn't had a ceasefire, hasn't even slowed down the pace of advance. And by the way, they've made a bit of a breakthrough, the Russians, so he thinks, well, we're on a roll. Having said that, as I pointed out before, because they've had so many tanks destroyed, armored personnel carriers, infantry fighting vehicles, they can't exploit that. They can't go that far forward. I mean, we're saying what chance that the Russians are in Kiev by the end of the year? I said 10%, but there's a bit, obviously, it's a bit high. It's maybe like 20%. So then the red carpet was rolled out for him. Okay. So anyway, what on earth is going to happen? Journalists shouting at him, "Will you stop killing civilians?" Yeah. So and then Putin can understand English, to play to pretends not to. He just tried to let that one bounce off him. So there was that photo or opportunity. So no trilateral. There was talk of Zelensky being there as well. Anyway, he said it was so constructive. And Putin never talked about a situation in Ukraine, not a war, not an invasion, and things like that. So what he wants is international recognition over Russian sovereignty over the five territories it's illegally occupying. He wants the Ukraine to have no military, more or less, not to have be allowed any allies, and no foreign military involvement. I mean, one of the ways to end the war, if people do accept Russia's illegal occupation of those eastern territories, is then other Ukrainian allies to be there as a security force, so Russia can't invade anymore. New elections. Well, the elections are going to be held anyway. It'd be nice if Russia held elections, real elections, for the first time in 30 years. So what he's wanting is more or less surrender anyway. So and Putin saying his piece, Trump being very soft on him, not saying you need to withdraw. Well, Trump is rarely lost for words, but he had very little to say. Yeah. Trump saying that thousands of people are killed a week is up to 1,000 a day. And claiming that Putin also wants to end the slaughter. Well, if he wants to, he would never have started. He could end every single day. And know the severe consequences of end the war? No talk about that. So he's been very feeble. Yeah. As usual, Trump, he has not followed through on his promises. He is weak-willed. And obviously, Putin knows this now, that it's all just talk. It's all hot air. Trump always chickens out. So he hasn't paid the price for prolonging this conflict again and again. Hello there from wintry Canberra. And by the way, get involved. I want to see your comments there. And you should subscribe on Patreon if I can ask you that big favor. That will really help the channel to grow. Wintry Canberra is obviously summer here. Never been to Canberra. I once saw a scholarship at the Australian National University. I thought of going there, but I thought, no, Australia want to be on the beach. It's the only city that's inland. Obviously disappointing for Putin, but it's not terrible for him because the war is continuing and then he's not suffering. There's no talk of additional sanctions, not a word that you've messed me about, you've prolonged this war needlessly. The ceasefire said, oh well, yes, I'd really like to, but adding conditions, and there's been no follow-through from you. There's been no gesture of goodwill whatsoever. I mean, they're prisoner exchanges every so often. What about, is it 35,000 children? Ukrainian children whom Russia has kidnapped. I mean, Putin is the world's most prolific child trafficker, and they're offered as though for sale on websites. Wow, sickening. Not a word about that. So I wonder why Trump did this at all. I suppose he wants to get the Nobel Prize for Peace or something like that. It's not because he cares about the Ukrainians or anyone. I mean, what makes Trump tick is always number one, what's in it for me? Self-aggrandizement, more money, more laudation. It's never public service. He's never doing something good. So, in a way, not as bad an outcome as I feared. I thought there'd be some sort of agreement more favorable to Russia, some big pushback. Hasn't been too much criticism of Trump from the United States or other Western countries that he caved in. I mean, I think only some of the real MAGA loonies said, no, you should have hand up over, you should have handed Ukraine over. Right, thanks for watching the channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.